So what's up? Robin E checking in on another episode of Pillow Talk Podcast. And as always, I appreciate y'all for tuning in like you do. Make sure I hit that subscribe button and follow me on YouTube at Robin E Vet. Okay, stop playing with me. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Give me some views, share, all that. I'm bringing you guys today another dope interview with an up and coming Chicago artist that's been killing it, okay, on the scene, The Hugh Early. Was super, super excited to have him stream in for me. We chopped it up about his sound and just some things to look forward to from him in 2022. Y'all don't want to miss it. The Midwest is the wave. New episode dropping right now. Tap in with Black Creative Productions, a Black-owned media company focused at creating original and captivating media. From commercials to photo shoots to publications, we have all the tools that you need to build your business up. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Black Creative Productions to see all of the latest drops. Black Creative Productions, we are media. What's good, everybody? Robin E here, back in the building on another episode of Pillow Talk Podcast. Happy Sunday to y'all. Super duper excited to have this guest on. Long overdue interview. We got another amazing Chicago artist sliding through the purple room. I have hip hop artist The Hugh Early in the building. What's up?
Yeah. How you doing?
Yes, I'm good. Definitely excited to have you on Pillow Talk, so I appreciate you.
For sure, I appreciate you. Definitely excited to be on Chop It Up with you.
Yes. Now, you know, before we get to it, I have to know, first off, the meaning behind the name. Well, what's the meaning behind the name?
Okay, so everybody always asks me this, and it's kind of like the purpose of my name. But for the longest, everybody always called me Stacks. You know, like, and I actually got the name Stacks from my friend's parents. Cause I was like one of the first ones, like out of us with like a job and a car, you know what I'm saying? But once I started rapping, I was like, I didn't want it to be, you know, like my name focused on money, you know what I'm saying? Like, or portrayed like that image for the most part. So my friend was like, who are you? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you do? Like, you know what I'm saying? This, that, and the third. And I was like, you know what? We came to the, like, to the conclusion that I'm a pretty cool guy. You know what I'm saying? Laid back, and like that's how we put the name together. So it was like The Hugh Early, you know, like it's a conversation starter, you know what I'm saying? Like stuff like that, you know.
Okay, The Hugh Early, smooth dude. We like that. So you are from Chicago area, you know what I'm saying? Now, what side you repping?
The east side, but it's okay. Kind of crazy though, you know, like my family is from the west side. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I'm kind of like in between both, but I was raised on the east side for sure.
What was your favorite thing about the east side?
That's a good question. I would have to say, I don't know, like being free. You know, like I never really had to like, you know, look over my shoulder too much. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like I was able to like go anywhere, you know, be everywhere. So that's kind of one of my favorite things about, you know,
east side. Okay. That's definitely a good feeling when you ain't got to look over that shoulder. Definitely a good feeling.
For sure.
Now, let's get into the music. So, you know, you are a hip-hop rap artist, if you will. So, growing up, I mean, did you see that yourself as always doing music?
Nah, actually, I thought I was going to be playing baseball, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, baseball.
They make money.
Right, yeah, baseball, bowling. Like, I was a sports guy.
You know, All-American?
I wouldn't say All-American, but baseball for sure. For sure. Baseball, bowling, for sure. Bowling, I actually got a chance to train with Team USA. I got invited to train with Team USA for bowling when I was, like, younger, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't go, you know what I'm saying? Like, being young and not knowing, you know, it was, I think, like, the training was in, like, Egypt or something like that. So, yeah, you know, it was like, you know, that's why I said, like, rapping was, like, I never thought, never thought.
Okay. So then what was it for you? Like, what age or what was the time where you felt like you wanted to really pursue music?
Well, like, I had been in studios, like, as a youngin', but I, like, didn't know where I was or what I, you know what I'm saying? Like, so my cousins, I got a couple cousins in Crucial Conflict, you know, like, they were always taking me, like, to the studio. Like I said, I didn't know where I was, you know what I'm saying? So I eventually learned, like, okay, I'm at the studio, and you make music in the studio. So I fell in love with the process. You know, like, if you train hard, you know, when you go play baseball, like, 9 times out of 10, you coming with it, you know what's going to happen. You know what's going to be the outcome. When it comes to making music, like, you can have the best verses, the best hooks, but if it don't sound good as a collective, you know what I'm saying, it's really nothing. So I kind of fell in love with that process. It's like every time I make a song, it's a new challenge. You know what I'm saying? So I just look at it that way. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what, like, that's the motivation behind everything.
Okay. I like that. I like that new challenge. Okay. So, I mean, growing up, like, who were some artists that really influenced your sound?
I would say, I'm going to just give you my top three artists. I'm going to go four. Ty Dolla $ign, Wayne, Charlie Wilson, Fabulous.
Okay, he said Charlie Wilson, y'all. Y'all don't know about that right there.
They don't know about that right there.
Okay, I like that. That's a nice diverse mix for sure.
Right.
So when you started creating your music, you kind of took some stuff from each of them to kind of create your sound?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Also, you know, I use friends as well. One of my good friends, his name is Young Ali. He's the general manager at 35th Street Studios. That's like my bro. He's been like this forever. He's one of the reasons why I am who I am as far as music goes. And what people don't know is, like, they know about Crucial Conflict, but they don't know the origin of it. Mm-hmm. Like, the group that we all grew to know is not the original group. They had two members, you know what I'm saying? They were younger. So they replaced the two younger members with Cold Heart and Never. But the two younger members were my cousins. You know what I'm saying? Like, so they taught me a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was getting in the studio with them. Young Nietzsche, like, that's one of my dogs. You know, like, these guys are the reason I am who I am today, for sure.
Nice. Oh, that's nice. Dude, born with it. Look, born with it. So then how would you, like, describe your sound then to somebody that's never heard your music?
Unique.
Okay.
Unique, for sure. Like, it's people who can rap. It's people who can make music, you know, like, I just try to do it all, you know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes to the lyrics, you know, like, yeah, the vibes, you know what I'm saying? I just try to have it all. Some just, like, I try to be, like, something you can't deny. Like, if you hear a song, you may not like every song, but if I played you a batch of songs, it's like, you're going to be like, okay, yeah, that's it, you know? So I like, you know what I'm saying? I like to be diverse, make different sounds, put them all together, you know, and, you know, making my sound.
Yeah, for sure. We like diversity. We love that. Sure. So when you're, you know, just creating your songs, like, does it take you a while to put a song together, or is it easy for you to write to it, or what?
Like sometimes I'll just go in, you know what I'm saying, and just go. Then sometimes, like, it'll be a week, you know, because I really wanted to go a certain way or sound a certain way. You know what I'm saying? I just take my time with it, though. Like, that's okay. What I learned, patience, you know what I'm saying? Like, even my single, I just dropped it Friday. Like, I've been holding on to it for, like, a year and a half.
What?
Yeah, for sure.
Why do artists do that? Okay.
So, let's be honest. Like, nowadays, a lot of stuff is payola. If you don't have the relationships, it's payola. Yeah. So, like, what I was doing was I was going behind the scenes creating relationships. You know what I'm saying? So, I was like, you know, dude, let me shake hands. Go here. Go there. You know what I'm saying? And if the relationships keep going, they're meant to be. If they wasn't, they don't. You know what I'm saying? So I just, like, you know, just working it that way, doing the behind the scenes work before I actually release it.
Absolutely.
Like, listens, exposure from it. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that.
Okay, I love that. Y'all ain't putting in that work now. Y'all not putting in that work now.
And it's all me too. Like, I wouldn't say I have a team. Like, I can have a best friend who does my videos, my other best friends, Two Sticks, who produced my project Too Early. He does a lot of production for me and stuff like that. Mostly all my production, you know. But like, as far as the business aspect, like, that's all me.
Okay.
Like, different shows, interviews, you know, going out of town to meet people, this, that, and the third. That's all me by myself.
So you're independent. Are you looking to get signed, or what is the goal with that?
Like, I don't know. Like, whatever situation presents itself, you know, like, whatever makes the most sense at the time, you know, like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, yeah, I want to be independent. But if, like, that's the best route for me in the future, all right, let's do it. Because I'm already doing everything myself anyway. Like, I literally, like, I'm recording myself. I do my own artwork. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do everything. You know what I'm saying? And I took the time to learn how to do all of these things so nobody could be like, yeah, I'm going to do your artwork, get you on this and that. Now, let me see what you're talking about, because I know I can do that myself. You know what I'm saying?
How do you juggle that by yourself? Isn't that strenuous on you? Is that tiring?
So peep gang. So my tape also has been done for like a year and a half. You know what I'm saying? So once the tape was finished, we recorded all the music. We got it together. Then I just started putting the plays together. Like, I have 5 videos shot off for my tape yet. My tape don't drop to August. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I was just planning ahead, you know what I'm saying, to make it all make sense and unravel. You know, like, you know how the majors and, you know, like, they do album rollouts. So, right. Technically, like, my album rollout has started. You know what I'm saying? I have 2 months of content, as well as, you know, like, the interviews and stuff, like, lined up to keep going. You know, like, so now it's like, all right, I don't have to focus on music because it's done. Let me get the back end. You know what I'm saying? To push the music to the forefront. So, like, that was really my mentality, you know? Because I got tired of, like, dealing with people, like, yeah, I can do this, I can do that, and it was no guarantees, you know? Mm-hmm. And to me, like, that creates, I be salty, I ain't gonna lie. Because it's like, if I can't do something for you, I'm gonna tell you straight up, like, look, I can't do this. Right. But if I can point you to that direction, I'll do that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we got them people who will take your money and can't really help you, you know? So I was just cutting all of that out the way.
Yeah, no, I feel that. You're not wrong about that. You definitely have to be, you know, cautious. But that's dope, you know, that you're doing all that by yourself and you handling it, you making sure that it is what it's supposed to be, for sure. So let's get into the music. Definitely got your single out right now. Man, man, nigga, man. Now, we know the inspiration. I mean, maybe some people don't. I knew, I heard it, but tell us about the track.
Okay, so Man, Nigga. That's produced by Two Sticks as well. You know, so Two Sticks made the beat, you know, I rapped on it, but we didn't have a hook. And Two Sticks was like, man, this will sound good on, you know what I'm saying, with the song. So I went and basically played the original Nine Nigga Trick Daddy featuring Trina. You know what I'm saying? I took Trick Daddy vocals and chopped it up and made it the hook and just ad-libbed the hook. Nine Nigga, there you had it. You know what I'm saying? I made it sound so simple, but like, it was a while before we even had the hook. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
so how did you pick that? Like, how did you come on that when you was listening to it? How did you know to, like, you know, kind of remix that? Like, because that's such a high energy song, and you made it real. You know,
right, for sure. I got the idea from 2-6 though. Like, he threw the lob basically the whole way, and I just wanted to dunk it. You know, at the end. So that's how we played it.
Dope. I love it. Definitely a fire track. Definitely a fire track.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
And the cover art. So you said you do your own cover art. Is that, did you also do the cover art for that single?
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
Okay.
For sure.
What's the inspo with that? You got the statue kind of, what's the
it's
inspo?
It's just like, I feel like it's just like, it was like a statement. Like, to me, like, this single is like, you know, high energy, you know what I'm saying? And I wanted you to just like, look at the cover, like, what am I looking at? You know what I'm saying? Like, what am I looking at? Like, when I went statue with the cover, it's like, you know, like, sometimes people do statues of themselves because it's like, it's all of the accolades that they've acquired, you know what I'm saying? Which makes them eventually become a statue. You know what I'm saying? So in retrospect, I'm just saying, like, we here for greatness. You know what I'm saying? So, and then that's the way I did it.
That's deep. Okay, you're getting deep with it. Layers.
Yeah, for sure. Like, it's for sure. For sure.
That's dope. Well, you've been dropping a lot of singles, you know, for 2022, definitely. Stay the Night, you know, I Lied. You got, like, a lot of stuff. Yeah. So how do you feel like those songs kind of represent you as an artist?
To be honest, you know, like, we knew that we was going to drop the tape, you know what I'm saying, like this year. So what we wanted to do was we just wanted to, like, they throwaways, honestly. Like, they're just songs, but to us, they throwaways because we work so hard, you know what I'm saying? So we just wanted to drop songs and, you know what I'm saying, like, create a awareness, like, hey, we here. You know what I'm saying? Like, we about to rev up, you know? So, like, that's really what that was about. But as far as, like, I lied, like, we actually forgot we had that song in the vault. You know, we just opened up the computer one day and I clicked on it. I'm like, hold on, we can drop this. Let's do it. You know, we dropped it the next week. You know what I'm saying? So it's really like we try not to overthink it. You know what I'm saying? Because I do a lot of overthinking when I'm writing. So after everything is done, it's just like we're gonna do what feels right.
Okay, you're not wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Now, you've been performing. I see that you just did a performance, it looks like, last night.
Yeah, I had a show last night at the Oasis.
Okay.
On 21st.
How was that?
You know, like, to be honest, like, it was my first time actually doing, like, mostly, like, you know, white crowd. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I didn't even know it was going to be like that. So, luckily, I make different types of music. So, I literally just started out a little slow. You know what I'm saying? Like, to music, I know that they'll be able to vibe to. And then turned them up at the end with that nigga, you know, and like they really rock with the performance. And I'm just proud that, you know, all shades can rock with this song, with the single for sure.
That's interesting. A first time in front of a predominantly white audience. I mean, that's, you know, the next step though, when you're trying to kind of grow your brand. So do you feel like, you know, that was a good moment for you as an artist, like, and your brand? Yeah.
And I was able to, like, you know, continue to be myself on stage. You know, like, you know, command the stage, you know, talk to the crowd in between the songs, you know, like, I was on tour with Crucial Conflict, you know, early, you know what I'm saying, as a youngin', so I got a chance to see a lot of those things, you know what I'm saying? So, like, now at this point, it's just replicating all the things I've seen up until this point, you know what I'm saying? Like, taking it, putting my spin on it, you know, so people can rock with me the way I seen them crowds rock with the flip, and so on.
Absolutely. I love it. Absolutely. Now, besides the music, I mean, is there anything else you kind of dabble in? Any merchandise you might be dropping or anything?
I'm not dropping any merch until, like, I do the merch with my for my project, but I do my own merch as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's another thing. I got the heat and press, all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's in the crib. So, but I will be dropping merch with my project, though, for sure.
Okay. Nice. So you do your own merch? Okay, we're going to have to run that back soon. I'm going to have to
see
what's up with that.
For sure. Just tap in. With me. Nice. We locked in now, so, you know.
So you do have a video coming for the single as well.
Right, yeah. That was shot in L.A. by Hyper Vision Films. They have a nice buzz in L.A. They work with, like, Boozy, Cider Baby, Ruger Rosecrans. That's a big L.A. artist. Well, he, like, rising. Wally the Sensei, that's a rising artist in LA as well. But yeah, I shot that with them, you know what I'm saying? And it dropped on the 14th, this month, July 14th.
Nice. Okay. And what was the vibe, you know, kind of with that video?
So me and Two Sticks went out to LA, you know what I'm saying? And we basically just told, like, gave them the song, you know, and they, like, we just basically shot what we felt, you know what I'm saying? And it came out dope. But we want to shoot another video we want to shoot it again in Chicago, you know what I'm saying, because we see, like, what's going on with the song and we just want everybody to be a part of it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I feel like that'd be, like, dope to have, like, our peoples in the video, really, and everybody you see supporting us, you know what I'm saying, in the video. So we gonna definitely have one now, but we're definitely gonna shoot another.
Okay. You better make sure you let us know. You got to let Robin know. Robin, you got to know. We got to know.
For sure. I got you. I promise.
Now, I just kind of want your take on it. You just being, you know, like an independent artist and an artist from Chicago. How important is it for you to have the support of your city as you continue on with your music?
What's crazy is, like, I had a group. I was a part of a group, me and two of my childhood best friends. Oh, it was called Flavor Game. And we was, like, you know, doing shows locally, like, begging everybody, like, pull up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, y'all, like, support us. You know, we got 15 minutes here, this, that, and the third. Then we end up going on tour with the Core DJs. You know, we did, like, four stops in four different places in Indiana. It was a Chicago stop. It was a Milwaukee, Wisconsin stop. It was a Detroit stop as well. After we finished the tour and we posted our next Chicago show, he had about 50 people show up. Like, not even talking to anybody directly, just by posting it on the internet. So what I feel like is, you don't get love here until they see that you actually have traction. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be looking at it like this. I be like, people will know you talented, people will know you good, but they also want to see you winning as well. And when you on your shit and you winning, like, and what I mean winning, I mean having interviews, you know, having shows, putting out good music, standing in front of their face, that's how you start getting the support. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel. Like, I feel like they don't support you until, like, they actually see you moving and you can move and shit.
Okay.
It might not be the same way for everybody, but yeah, that's just how I feel about, you know, like, my experiences with the music. Because a lot of times, like, we wouldn't even, like, tell people, like, yeah, we finna go do this. We about to go do that. And they had no clue on what we was doing. And then we started showing what we was doing. They was like, hold on. Like, wait, I know him. I play basketball with him. You know what I'm saying? He on this stage in, you know what I'm saying, Minnesota. Like, what? You know what I'm saying? So once they start seeing, like, you know, you just start posting, like, you know, your progress. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's when you get the traction.
Yeah. Okay. No, I mean, you ain't lying. That's definitely some truth there to it. Sometimes people don't fuck with you until they see somebody else fucking with you. So I feel like, that.
I hope people don't get mad at me, but this is really me supporting, like, the independent podcasters and, like, radio shows that we have here. So I have about 5 interviews in a row, right? I posted all 5 of my interviews on the internet, but the one that got the biggest response was the 92.3 post. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn, you know, I'm like, what about the people who hustling hard to get to the 92.3s? You know what I'm saying? Like, I just felt like, damn, like, come on, y'all. You got people who are actually good at what they do. Like, let's support them as well. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that just goes back to what I'm saying. Like, they only look for the big names, the progress. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you just do your shit till, you know what I'm saying, till they recognize you for real. That's the best. Right. Like,
absolutely. Yeah, you got to stay consistent. You're not wrong about that. But you got to support the little people. I'm definitely an advocate for that for sure. So you definitely got to support the little people.
All right, for sure.
So what else can we expect from you? What else can we expect from you, you know, coming this summer? I mean, even though it's halfway over, you know, are you going to be doing any more shows?
Yeah, I'm putting together a show right now. I don't have a date for it, but I'm putting it together. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, once again, like, I don't like the way stuff be. Like, I feel like artists, you know what I'm saying? Like, as artists, like, man, it's cool to be in the crowd, but, like, if you performing, you shouldn't be in the crowd. Like, let's get treated like let's treat the artists like artists. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of them don't know what that feel like. Like, I never knew what it was to be escorted to the restroom until I went on tour with the Flick. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's bring that to here. Like, you know what I'm saying? So people can have something to look forward to versus the money. Like, look forward to the experience. Right. You know what I'm saying? Before the money comes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why a lot of people get the money and they fall off. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't had these experiences before you got to the money. You know what I'm saying? So you don't know how to handle it when they get there. So, like, that's really my thing. I'm dropping the album August 18th. And I'll probably do a release or a listening party or something for it as well.
Okay. Yes. Excited for that to drop for sure. Now, I mean, can we expect any, you know, features from you with other Chicago artists?
On my project, I have Danny Boy of Death Row Records.
Okay.
The singer, he sung on Tupac's I Ain't Mad At You. On my project. And another singer, Elder Singer, they actually on the same song.
Okay. So that's
the only feature on the project.
Okay, nice. That's going to be a nice little hit for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm going to actually send you my project early, too. You know what I'm saying? So you can check it out, because I know you say you do check out. You try to check out everything you know what I'm saying. So I'm going to check it out. I'm going to send it to you so you can check it out. But it's nice vibes on all across the board for sure.
Absolutely. Okay, D. Hugh Early. I mean, you definitely dropped some bombs and some knowledge on us, definitely just about your take on the music world and just your experience. So I really do appreciate that for sure.
For sure. I appreciate you too. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like we kind of got lost in communication, but
yeah,
you know, we both made it work. You know what I'm saying? Like, all that, I really appreciate all that because we either one of us could have gave up. You know what I'm saying? But you stuck with me, you worked with me. And I promise you, I appreciate that more than you know.
Of course. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Now, I do have your IG scrolling on the bottom of the screen, but of course, let us know everywhere else we can tune in with you.
Everywhere at D Who Early, THEE at the bottom of the screen, Early.
At the bottom of the screen. All right. Definitely appreciate you sliding on. Make sure you send me all the details for your album and any shows, you know, that you got going on for sure.
Okay, for sure. I sure will.
Right. Well, appreciate everybody that tuned in today, shared, liked, commented. You already know you need to subscribe to Pillow Talk Podcast, streaming on all major platforms. And make sure y'all tune in with D. Hugh Early, okay? His new single is going crazy right now. Okay, y'all enjoy y'all fourth. Enjoy your fourth. Don't do no crazy stuff now.
Never. Never. I'm out the way always.
Sending love and light to all of y'all, man. Thank you.
For sure. Thank you.
Peace out.